Startup companies from the University of Washington showed off their innovative products to potential investors and industry advisors yesterday. The UW launched a record 18 startups last fiscal year with the support from the UW Center for Commercialization. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
Washington Governor and UW alumni Jay Inslee spoke about the importance of bringing the state's great ideas to market. During the speech, Inslee gave a hat tip to one of Seattle's more familiar innovations.
We even invented the $4 cup of coffee.
There's a company that developed a remotely operated vehicle that can perform underwater tasks. Another developed a special polymer that can be added to paint or industrial coatings to help discharge static buildup. And one idea could help reduce concussions and brain injuries on the football field. Tim Dardis is a PhD candidate for UW's Mechanical Engineering Department. His department partnered with the Neurological Surgery Department to design a type of football helmet that uses polymer rods to absorb impact. They're meeting with a local design group.
My job is to make the helmet be safe. Their job is to make the helmet look cool and want the user to buy it.
Ultimately, that's the goal, to get these innovative ideas to market. And the odds are better than most. UW Center for Commercialization was recognized recently for its ability to produce startups with higher survival rates and successful fundraising. The UW New Ventures facility was named in the 2014 University Business Incubators Global Index as Emerging Incubator of the Year. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.